Looking at the effects of the government shutdown on the IRS, several employees who are deciding to retire this year means that there is an IRS brain drain.
Welcome to Tax Justice Warriors, the podcast that celebrates the work of low-income taxpayer clinics, focuses on tax controversy work, and looks at related issues in tax news. I'm your host, William Schmidt, the director of the Low-Income Taxpayer Clinic at Kansas Legal Services.
Today's episode will be a little shorter today as I deal with preparation for tax court and winter weather here in Kansas City. But I wanted to focus on an article from Renu Zaretsky with the Tax Policy Center, the Federal Budget and Economy section. She wrote an article, America, We Have a Problem, the IRS Brain Drain. I wanted to focus on several statistics that she lists in her article. She states that the National Taxpayer Advocate told White House staffers that it could take 12 to 18 months for the IRS to return to normal operations, as reported in the Washington Post. That article noted that the IRS must answer a backlog of 5 million pieces of correspondence, it delayed hiring and training staff for the filing season, and it lost about 25 IT staffers every week throughout the shutdown. That years of budget cuts and poor morale have taken their toll. William Hoffman of Tax Notes reports that the Treasury lost an average of 5,797 employees per year between 2010 and 2016, while on average 1,618 per year joined the department. Most of those workers were IRS employees because over 80% of the Treasury Department employees work at the IRS. Former IRS Commissioner John Koskinen estimates that up to 40% of the IRS workforce could retire this year, and a longtime IRS staffer asks, if you were in your 60s, would you go back to work knowing there could be another shutdown forcing you to work without pay, or would you retire? So what happens when those IRS employees retire? Institutional knowledge retires with them, and that loss diminishes the agency's ability to enforce the tax laws fairly and efficiently and effectively collect revenue. Government Accountability Office staffer James McTeague stated, highly trained and experienced revenue agents who work the most complex audits take many years to replace. So can the IRS attract the best possible talent to fill vacancies due to retirements? So the article states that private sector computer and information technology workers earn more than those within the IRS. So faced with ongoing budget constraints that are constraining the government's pay scale, the IRS has a hard time offering competitive salaries, especially at a time when the unemployment rate in the U.S. is 4%. So this competitive disadvantage in human capital acquisition worsens the longstanding challenges presented by IRS IT systems. So General Accounting Office staffer Dave Powner stated, we have aging infrastructure, old systems, and we really need to get these systems replaced, primarily the main system that processes our tax returns and is responsible for the $3 trillion in annual revenue. The IRS has become accustomed to doing more with less. In field year 2017, the IRS employed 76,832 full-time equivalent staff or contractors, which is 14.9% less than in 2012, despite they had increased responsibilities and more complex tax law. The question stated in the article is, how long can the IRS continue to do more with less year after year with challenge after challenge? And at this point, there could be another potential government shutdown after February 15. We're still waiting to hear. Some of these questions are saying, can the IRS do more with less? And if the government shutdown is making things worse by adding to backlogs for the IRS and making things difficult for their current employees, where those who are in retirement age look to retire earlier, or just people look to get out of the government and go into the private sector because it may be more attractive. I spoke with a person with appeals in New York, and she was saying that four people within her department are looking at taking earlier retirements, so within the next 6 months, those four people are likely gone from her department. slightly related news that I would add is that there are issues with the current Tax Cuts and Jobs Act in that there are states that are still trying to figure out how to do their own state tax returns related to the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. I believe it was West Virginia that is collecting tax returns but has not even started processing them because they're not sure what to do with them. And I believe there is general unrest from several people who are receiving reduced refunds or owing for the first time in several years during this tax season. So it sounds like taxes will be a sore subject for several people, and issues with the IRS are not going to help things at all. I don't mean to put things in a downbeat turn, but the government shutdown made things worse for the IRS, and hopefully they will improve. But if we do have a second government shutdown in 2019, starting in February, hopefully that will not make things worse, but we need to get things going in a positive direction with the IRS, and the shutdown is doing the opposite of what we need. So hopefully things are going well for you this tax season. Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you for listening to Tax Justice Warriors. We have a Patreon page if you'd like to support this podcast. Providing monetary support for this podcast helps with expenses like equipment or travel to tax conferences. Supporting this podcast through Patreon comes with rewards, so check out our Patreon page. Please rate or review this podcast because positive reviews help get more people to know this podcast exists. The views expressed on this podcast are not official opinions of the IRS, the Low Income Taxpayer Clinic program, or the employers of the people who spoke on this program. Your tax situation is unique, so do not take the statements on this program as tax or legal advice. Consult with your own tax professional to provide you with specific advice on your situation. Tune in next time on Tax Justice Warriors for another interesting tax discussion.